Welcome to this broadcast of Power Walk Ministries. We're excited to have you join us as Reverend Paul Kanings, our founder and president, brings us part 8 of this series, Finding Strength When All Strength Is Gone. Yesterday, Pastor Kanings discussed how easy it is to think highly of ourselves, which causes us to think independently of God. Today, he goes further to say, the enemy also deceives us continually to think we're stronger than we really are. Through the example of Christ himself, Pastor Kanings challenges us to see our absolute need for God. Let's go now to the message, Our Lack, His Might.
I believe that it's the trick of the devil that leads us to points in our lives where we are frustrated, exhausted, sometimes full of resentment and bitterness, because he tricks us into thinking we're strong when we're not. He tricks us into thinking that because some people are able to achieve solid financial structures that, hey, we are pretty secure. Well, the Bible says in Luke chapter 12 that the rich man built bigger barns and said he's got it all taken care of. And God says, this night your soul will be required of you. You know, if I put together a great resume, get well educated, work my way up the ladder, put together a solid pattern that would lead to a person being well qualified for a job, then I will have some level of security because I have a trade and I have skills. So therefore, when I'm in a job setting, the chances of being there, staying there are higher because of all the things I've achieved. Many times we come to marriage and we feel like I've married the person that is saved and that come from a good family. And we have this list, but life changes and the pressures of children, the financial stresses, and there's all kind of tension. We come to the issues and we want to know, well, how could this happen? And the Bible is saying you've approached life not remembering that the scriptures have said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 4, that God has given us everything we need for life and godliness, and therefore we have not gone into his scriptures to learn how to apply ourselves to these issues, and so we're using common sense. And he's saying, don't use common sense. Our wisdom is foolishness to him in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Do not lean to your own understanding. To know what to do and to not do it, it is sinful. But we're still leaning to our own understandings and past experiences, and we're running with that. Some people believe if I join the perfect church, that we never have, that because the church believes in the Bible, the church believes in this, and everything is going to be all right. But does the church building itself on the scriptures and being guided and dominated by the scriptures, not in a legalistic fashion, got to be in a loving fashion based on truth, because then we got problems like the church of Ephesus in Revelation where Christ wants to walk out the door. Is the church coming to those issues or leaning on people who have influence and give the biggest offerings and who are the chairman of the board and all these different things? Or are we coming to it saying, how do we keep Christ the head of the church? You see, when that's not happening, great churches fall apart because people try to run after power and authority and want to do different things the way they feel and the way they think, rather than crack the scriptures with a heart to see, what is God saying? And how do we need to bring ourselves under his authority? When those things are not happening, it's because we have been tricked by the devil to think that we are strong when the Bible is saying we are not strong. We are weak. And the word weak in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, is a word that means we can't pick up a leaf. That's literally what the flesh, the word flesh in Greek means. It's so weak, it can't even pick a leaf up. That's why it's so vividly in before us. You'd get a mosquito to bite us and we could be out. This virus has created just traumatic situations all around the world. We can't even see this virus. A person can walk into a certain air and breed poison and die. We are so weak. We are so frail. We are not immortal, but we tend to think we are. So if I do all these different things, I could go live a long life. But the Bible is telling us a time to live and a time to die. Very healthy people who have done all the right diets have died in our minds earlier than we thought. Because we keep letting Satan trick us into thinking that we are strong when the Bible is saying we are weak. When we come to the realization that we are weak, Paul is saying that it leads us to a mindset that allows us to live our lives powerfully. allows us to live our lives where we're not trying to control results. We're just trying to allow Christ to control our hearts and our minds. We're allowing Christ to teach us full surrender. We're allowing Christ to teach us to walk by faith and not by what we're seeing every day, whether there's money in the bank or not money in the bank. How do we function when we jump into our cars? How we raise our kids? Is it not how safe the community is? It's how committed we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, because he says when we do that, he'll put hedge of angels around us. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 and Psalm 34 verse 7. And they will be encamped around us. Despite. So when we come to life, Paul at the end of 2 Corinthians wants to teach us that just like Christ, who when he took on all flesh, human flesh, walked on earth as a man, he needed to eat. He said, foxes have holes, birds of the air has a nest, but a son of man has no place to lay his head. He was sleeping in a boat in a storm. Tell you how tired he was. Jesus Christ would show his full humanity, and you would never see in his full humanity where he does not accept it. He has been going through 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. Matthew says at the end of that time, the angels ministered to him. You don't hear him saying, I'm Christ. I don't need the angels to come. I made the angels. All things are through me, for me, and by me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 will be written a few years from now, and it will remind you of that. No, you don't hear him saying that. He allowed the angels to minister to him. He allowed them to take care of him because he accepted his weakness. This is the same mindset that caused him to constantly rely on the full God that he is while he walked in the flesh. And by accepting his flesh, he manifested the power of God. Now, how does that happen within us? How does that function? Now, the first thing, because he's saying right here in verse 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, he says, for we also are weak in him. Watch it carefully. The fear in which our weakness takes place is in him. So if I choose to not keep my focus as I run this race, my eyes are set on him, committed to follow him, no matter where he takes me, even if it's the valley and the shadow of death, then how I look at myself will be based on the trick of the devil and how he makes us feel we are so great when we are so weak. We're on a ball spinning around out in space. There's nothing holding this ball up. It's out in space. It could be a falling star any minute. We are completely dependent on God. So when I am functioning within this fear of constantly referencing myself against how God defines me, then when I look at myself, I would see myself through his eyes. And when I see myself through his eyes, I become more dependent on him. This is what you find with the same writer. This same writer would say things like, he's broke, he says in Philippians chapter 4. I've learned to have much, and I've learned to go without. But it's one thing that Christ has taught me, and the Bible says godliness is the way to contentment. In other words, I am weak in him. Godliness is constantly referencing who God is, having a consciousness each and every moment of the day that God knows my thoughts. He knows what I plan to do. God knows the intent of my heart. He knows every word I'm going to speak before I speak it. And because I live with that consciousness of God's presence in me and around me, I have learned, he said, to live content. Why? Because Christ would teach in Luke chapter 12, do not worry about what you shall eat and what you shall drink, like the rest of the world worries, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. David would tell us in Psalm 112, he would say, if a person lives with a righteousness of God because they fear God, constantly conscious of who God is, he will fill their homes with riches. He will fill and bless their homes. He would even give them long life in Psalm 128 because of their commitment to him, commitment to their family, commitment to live out his principles in the streets. And as a result of that, God says, I will sustain you to see your children's children. Understand, it's not the job that he's saying will provide for our needs according to his riches and glory. He's saying he will provide for our needs according to his riches and glory. So we're focusing on his bank account, not on ours. And that's why giving becomes a part of it. That's why all of those things become critical in how I walk and how I function. My budget is based on how he defines a functioning budget. 1 Timothy chapter 6 explains some of those things. And as a result of that, I'm constantly working through these principles that the scriptures are teaching. So I'm not fine because I have money. I am doing well because I'm functioning in the fear of God, because I recognize my weakness. I can have all the money in the world and it can't heal cancer. Could have all the money in the world and it cannot make our teenage kids make right decisions. I can have all the money in the world and go and have the best vacations, but it can't bring me joy. But if I learn to live my life and raise my family within the fear of God, he says, then a child will grow up based on the principles they see in their father and mother, because the father and mother is Christ and the church. So they live in the fear of God. And therefore, in their weakness, they become strong. That's why Paul would say, when I live in this fear, I've learned that instead of being anxious about my life, I would focus on depending on God. And as a result, I end up going to supplication rather than anxiety that caused me stress, caused my blood pressure to go up and can take me out. As we continue through this process, I pray that we would not let the world trick us into thinking that we are strong. We're not strong. We're never going to be strong. The only thing that makes us strong is when we become drunk with the Spirit of God. When we become drunk with the Spirit of God, the Bible says, oh, now you're living in a life that has been transformed into a new creation functionally, not just positionally. The Bible says walking in the will of God is the best security, the best blessings, the best mindset you could ever have for the glory of God. I would rather say I'm weak, so that each day I'm constantly depending on the strength of Christ. And guess what that leads me to be? Strong. Stay focused.
That's Pastor Paul Cannings with this key point: to allow the Holy Spirit who lives in us to have full control of our hearts and minds. Now, if you're curious about taking that walk of faith and having a relationship with Jesus Christ is something you'd like to find out more about, then give us a call at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402.
We're so excited that you've listened today. I pray this program has been a blessing to you and prayfully to your family. If you'd like to continue to receive encouraging messages twice a month, go to our website and email us, or you can call 281-260-7402, 281-260-7402. Then let us know what your email address is. But you go to our website and you click on there. You could put in your email address and we will be most happy to send you our bi-monthly devotionals. We've also prayed that you would consider praying for us and giving to this ministry so that we continue to serve the Lord God, not just where you are sitting listening to us, but around the world. Stay focused.
Visit us online to obtain a copy of this message series or any of our ministry resources. You'll find them at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. It's true, the flesh is weak. Only the Spirit of God can strengthen and transform our lives.